your son. You haven't got to keep that. भगवद्दूता जमदूता विभाषितम उपधार्य अथ स्थान राजन सत्याहु नयको विदा the speaker of the Jamaduta, assistant of Jamaraj, was just finished. Argument. The argument was that this man, Ajami, born of a Brahmin father, although acquired all qualifications, he was qualified Brahmin, not simply born of a Brahmin father, but qualified Brahmin, with full knowledge of Vedic instruction, nice character, very gentle and silent, and offering respect to elderly person, spiritual master, father. In this way, he was perfect Brahmin. But due to his contact with a prostitute, he lost his all good qualities. And later on, he had to earn money by hook and crook, and thus he degraded more and more, and therefore his sinful activities are now responsible for his punishment, and we shall take him to the court of Jamaraj. That was the summary of the speech of the Jamaduta. Evam te Bhagavad-dūta Jamaduta bhīvāsitam. So, after finishing that speech, the Bhagavad-dūta, so there are Bhagavad-dūta also, assistant, servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are two kinds of servants, the Maya servant and Krishna servant. Nobody is master, that is illusion. Everyone is servant. Every living entity is a servant, as enunciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivair Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dham. The real constitutional position of the living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. When he does not render service to Krishna under false prestige, just like somebody says, the Vaishnava religion is slave mental. Vaishnava religion is slave mental. They want to be servant. But the rascals do not know that what you have gained by master mentality. You are simply servant of your senses. But they criticize that Vaishnava is a slave. Everyone is slave. Somebody is slave of his senses and somebody is slave of Krishna. Nobody is master. That is illusion. Kamadinan katidhana katidha palita dhullidesha. The slaves of the senses, they are following the dictation of the senses. Abominable activities they are doing, just like Ajami. He was a Brahmin. He was a slave of Narayana, a slave of Krishna. Brahman Vaishnava. Brahman means a Brahmin. Qualified Brahmin means he is a Vaishnava. तद विष्णुम परमं पदम पश्यन्ति सदा सूर 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 ब्राह्मण्स अनदर नेम इज सूर सो दोज आर सूर दोज आर देवी गॉड दे आर वैष्णव दे आर ऑलवेज रेडी टू रेंडर सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड बट बाय फॉल्स प्रेस्टीज व्हेन वन tries to become mark, Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhogavan Chaka. A master is supposed to be the supreme enjoyer of the establishment. But actually, nobody is an enjoyer. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Bhoktaram, Jankudavasam, Sarvalukumansar. He is the proprietor. When we forget this relationship with Krishna, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then he becomes servant of the senses of Maya. And by becoming servant of the senses, he follows the dictation of the master senses and goes down to the darkest region of illusion and becomes subjected to the punishment of Jamara. This is the So intelligent person that will find this statement of a Brahmin that he says, my dear Lord, I was so long servant of my senses and I followed their dictation even though it was very, very abominable. Sometimes our conscience bids, don't do this. But due to our lust and greediness, we do something which is abominable. Krishna is there within our heart. He also gives sometimes dictation, don't do this. Still we do. The kamadinam katidhana katidha palita durnidesha. If the master says something, you do it. If it is good, that's all right. But if it is bad, even though I have to do because I have accepted the servitude, oh, that is very abominable. That is Shudras. According to Vedic principle, the Shudras, Shudra Karma Sabhavad, the Shudras are meant for obeying the orders of the master. So, sometimes it happens, the master says, you do this, you do that, which is not very good. The servant has to act. So the intelligent Brahmin says, my dear Lord, I have served the senses in so many ways, even though I am abominable. But I find still they are not satisfied. And neither the senses are very kind to me. Because I have served so faithfully, still they are dictating and I am doing. This is my position. So now I have got good sense that if I am destined to serve, then why not Krishna? Why shall I serve the senses? If my position is to serve, don't do that. If my position is to serve and my serving the senses, I am going to the darkest regions of darkness. Why shall I serve the senses? Say Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita means they are in life constitutional position. So you all become Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, messenger of God. That is perfection of life. Otherwise, you shall be obliged to become the servant of the senses. Godas and Goswami. The Bhagavad Dutas are Goswami. And the servants of the senses are Godas. Unfortunately, the Godases are claiming to be Goswami. That is the cause of fall down of Indian Vedic civilization. one has to become Goshami. Goshami means refuse to follow the dictation of the senses. Simply, he has to follow the dictation of the Supreme Personality of God. That dictation comes through the Parampara system. Krishna dictated Arjuna, Sarvadharmān parityajya māme kāṁ saraṁ bhaya. If you follow Arjuna, then you are in direct contact with Krishna. There is no difficulty. The dictation comes through disciplic succession. Now, Krishna is teaching to his disciple Arjuna. Arjuna accepted. Shishya Sriham. Just now I become your disciple. Shishya means one who voluntarily accepts the ruling of a spiritual master. He is called Shishya. Nobody wants to follow the dictation of others. That is another independent nature of the living entity. But when one voluntarily agrees to serve the dictation of the spiritual master, means to follow the dictation of Krishna. Acharya man vijana. Krishna says, Acharya is myself. Nāvamanneta kariti, never disobey. Namastu buddhyāsvīta, do not think him as ordinary person and become envious of his position. Then there is fall down. Acharya māṁ vijānya, nāvamanneta kariti, namastu buddhyāsvīta. So, this dictation of Krishna comes through the disciplic succession. And if we follow the instruction of Acharya, or spiritual master, then we are directly following the orders of Krishna, and thus I become a Bhagavad Dūta. Nama, I am the Dūta or the follower of the dictation of my senses. And one who is Bhagavad Dūta, he is called Goswami. That's like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Those life is dedicated to follow the dictation of Krishna, they are Goswami. Goswami is not a caste title, just like it has become in India. Goswami, Rupa Goswami, was a minister. He was rejected by the Brahmin society. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him Goswami. He is the original Goswami. Why? Because he gave up the dictation of Nawab Sahib, but he followed the dictation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore he became Goswami. Prabhupada. He became Prabhupada. Prabhupada means the title or the respect which is given to the Supreme Personality of God. That is called Prabhu means Master, and Pada means Madhyada, or the respect, or the distinction. So, Bhagavad Dūta, those who are strictly following the dictation of Krishna under strict disciplinary chain of disciplic succession, he is Krishna's representative and he should be given all the respect. Kakshadharitena samastra sastra. That is the verdict of all sastras, and those who are actually Vaishnava, they follow this instruction. Evamti Bhagavad Dūta Jama Dūta Bhivāsitam Upadhārya Thātāna Rājan Pratyāhu Nayakovida. Nayakovida. Nayakovida means Nayanipura. Bhagavad Dūta, those who are Goswamis, they place everything with Naya. or logic. Their instructions are not blind dogmatic. Nayakobila. Everything what is said by Krishna or his representative, they are not dogmas. Those who are not representative of Krishna, they will say simply dogma. Just like in every religion, there is a dogma. But in Bhagavad religion, Bhagavad dharma, there is no dogma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavad dharma, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Katha, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, therefore, that Chaitanya Dayar Katha Karaha Bhita. Vichar means, you just try to understand the gift of Lord Chaitanya by logic, vichar. Don't follow blindly. Following blindly is something that's not good. That will not stay. But one should take everything with logic. But the servants of God, they put everything in logic. Chaitanyer dayar katha karaha vichar. If you study the Chaitanya philosophy with logic and argument, don't go by sentiment. That's so far missionary. That's simply bogus propaganda without any logic. Without any logic. Just like some missionary people are propagating a man to become God. How a man can become God? there must be evidence how a God incarnate. Not that somebody by worshipping a demigod becomes a God. So many false propaganda is going on. That is not logical at all. So, one should be intelligent to understand the philosophy of Krishna, the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, with logic and argument. Don't follow blind. But once you accept, you cannot argue. You have to accept blind. But before accepting, you test the logic. But when you accept, then go back. Then that is for now. Nayakovida, Vishnu Duta Uchu, Oho Kastam, Dharma Disham, Adharmam, Prishate Savan, Jatra Dandesu, Apapesu, Danda Jayadhyati Vritha. Now, he is negating that if the court is contaminated, court, everyone goes to the court to receive justice. But if the court is itself polluted, then how people will live? That has become the practice in the Kali Yuga. Anadhena nayarahitam. In Kali Yuga, if you have no money, then you will not be able to get justice. Anadhena nayarahitam. As soon as you go to the court, immediately we'll have to appoint a pleader and pay him the 25 rupees, and then stamp duty, this and that, so many things, then bribe. You give bribe to this man, you give bribe to that man. Suppose you actually want some money from somebody, just that money is not paying, or something else. So you have to push good money after bad money. The money which is due from others is not paying, that has become a bad money. Good money means which is in your hand, that is good money. And if you are simply speculating that I shall get this money from that person, I shall get this money from, that is bad money. There is an English proverb, perhaps you know all, to push good money after bad money. Therefore, sometimes intelligent persons, they do not go to the court because he knows that money which is not being paid before entering into agreement, you should be very clever so that your money may not be bad money which you are advancing. But if somehow or other it has become bad money, don't try to put good money. Let that bad money go to hell. So better nowadays not to go to the court as far as possible. But you should deal with people in such a way, just like I was advising you. Just find out a respectable transporter, because the time is very bad. Otherwise, it will become a bad money. You go for cheap things that he will carry my goods free, but he will throw it away, somebody will take away. Then your whole profit is gone. So you should be very careful. And if you have to go to court, then it is still more bad. So we have to be very careful. The age is very bad. The Kali Yuga, you are experiencing. You have to simply take shelter of Krishna and always cry, Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Rakshama. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Pahima. Like that. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, the time is very dangerous. And still, in this dangerous time, just like in epidemic condition, where every people is being contaminated and dying, still the doctors appointed by the government, they have to go into the epidemic area and try to treat the person and save them. Our duty is like that. The whole atmosphere is epidemic. Whole atmosphere is Kali-yuga. And still, by the superior orders, we have to preach the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, our only shelter is Krishna. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Very dangerous belief. The foolish people, they are thinking that we are very happy and we are very safe. But nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. So we have to deal with persons very carefully and at the same time we have to push our missionary activities. Aho kastram dharma disham. So they are saying dharma disham sabham. Sabham adharma disham. If in the court of justice, these false things, bribing, without money nobody can get justice, these things happen, it becomes very troublesome. Aho kastram dharma disham adharma spisate sabham yatra dandesu apapesu danda maitri yati vritha. Sadahu yatra sabhayam vaidharma dighi tesham dan sabham. If the people who are administering justice, they become irreligious, impious, how troublesome situation is. This is the first acclamation. Then it is, prajanan pitaru jita sastara sadhava sama jadi sya teshu vaisammam kanjanti saranam praja. The citizens, just like innocent children, and the government is to be supposed as the father. So, small children, they are completely dependent on father. Full say, my father is there, my mother is there. And if the father and mother become contaminated, then what is, where is the position of the children? If the whole government is polluted, then what is the position of the citizens? Just see. There is so-called government, millions of rupees they are spending and taking salary, government, house, reason. But the praja, they have no security for their life. Just see the position. That is said here. Prajanam pitaru jita sastaro sadho sama. How impartial they should be, how competent they should be to give protection to the citizens, and if they are polluted, if they are incapable, and such government is there, then it is just like yadishyati subhaisamman, pamjati saranam praja. Then what is the condition of the citizens? Where they will go for protection? That is the problem. No. This is called Kali. They are not a shelter. Now these people are so uncertain of their life and property. Still they cannot go to the but it will happen in this age. Hatsinna Dharadarvina Gatsanti Jirikanana. Due to this rascal government, people will be so much embarrassed. That Akhinna Dharadarvina, they will be separated from their wives, children and money, and they will go to the forest. This will happen. They will go to the forest. Nobody wants to leave the company of wives, children and property, but people will be forced, just like we have seen already in the time of partition, the Muslims and Hindus. The Hindus are going away, and the Muslims are also going, and nobody is happy. But the partition was made, and this was accepted as India's independence. This is called Maya. They are going to be more dependent, more and more, and still it was accepted as independence. Jajadacharati Sriyan Itarastam Sadihate Sajat Pramanam Kurute Lokastad Anuvartat. If the heads of the society, whatever they do, general people follow them. Jajadacharati Sriyan. Sriyan means the leading personality. Jajadacharati Sriyan Itarastat Sadihate. And the general public, they follow them. Sajat pramanam kurute, what the leaders accept as gold, the general public, they also accept. So, sajat pramanam, lokas sadhanu vartati. Pita, pitrivat palaka. Now here, the government or the king is compared with the father. That is the position of father. Just like a father will never tolerate the killing of his child before him. He will give his own life. He will try to attack that person who has killed his child and give his own life. I do not like to leave. That is the position of government. But they are saying, this is correct. Sajat pramanam krute lokasadana vartate jasyanka siriyadhaya lokasapiti nidvitaha svayam dharma dharmam va nahi vida jathapasu. It's like if you put your head on some friend's lap and you sleep very nicely without any care, but the man on whose lap you are putting your head, if he is ungrateful, he is not faithful, he wants to cut your throat, then what is your position? This is very, so it is very nice discussion. Very well, by the Bhagavad Gita. These are the speeches of the Bhagavad Gita, not of the Maya's Gita. Maya's Gita will figure, this is all right. But this is the speech of the Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand. Thank you very much. Hare
Krishna. The forest is called Jesus.
Just to take shelter to save your life. Because one's own life is first consideration. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. So when there is danger, people will give up their wife and property and go. Just like people are going. Okay. This will happen. In European country also, when there was war, so many refugees and I have heard one Mr. MacPherson, English man, he was coming to my talk, he stated that in the First World War, he was in the war service, and some Belgian refugees came to France because Marshal Foch, he was in charge of that area. And when he was informed that so many refugees, mostly women and children, they have come, so he became so much disturbed that where shall I give them shelter in this war too? So the advice was that they blow them. Finish. So they were blown up. This is a practical and war field such things happen. Who is going to take responsibility for so many women and children in this world? They were blown up. They came to take shelter, but they were blown up. Such things happen in the world. Just like in your country, the real policy is to continue with riot plans. Means they cannot manage these cities and they are trying to send them to riot plans and kill them. That's all. That is the policy. They cannot manage, they cannot make them stay and in normal conditions. They have no such policy. Neither they do know it. So what to do? They cannot manage. Therefore they are country. This is policy. Do you think? Huh? What do you think? This is my suggestion. Unwanted person, let them be killed. Just like this Marshal Foch did. Unwanted refugees, blow them. And killing and blowing, this is very easy thing for the animal eater, for the maintenance of slaughterhouse. I hear that these Naksals are taken to slaughterhouse to learn how to kill. Do you know that? Somebody was telling. Yes, your husband was telling. That the Naksalites are taken to the slaughterhouse and they are taught how to kill. Therefore they do not care. Immediately beaten by rod and actually held down with this like slaughterhouse. They are taught, and the military men, they are also taught like that, to become cruel. A very horrible position on this territory. Krishna naam karo bhai arsham, you take shelter of Krishna, otherwise so many things. Stop it.